Here's the story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold, like their mother, the youngest one in curls.
It's the story of a man named Brady who was busy with three boys of his own. They were four men living all together, yet they were all alone.
Till the one day when the lady met this fellow, and they knew that it was much more than a hunt, that this group must somehow form a family. That's the way we all became the Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. That's the way we became the Brady Bunch.
Live here?
That's right.
Sign here.
What am I signing for?
These two crates.
Two crates of what?
We don't x-ray them, son. We just deliver them, right?
You say so.
What in the world is all this?
Man said it's something for Dad.
But he doesn't know what it is.
Do you know what it is, Mom?
I didn't order anything that big.
That crate is big enough to hold a dinosaur.
Most species of dinosaurs were well over 30 feet long.
Oliver, is there anything you don't know?
Yeah, what's inside those crates?
And we won't know till we open them up.
I'll get a crowbar and a hammer.
Oh, no, Peter. Whatever's in those crates belongs to your father. He'll open them.
You mean we have to wait till Dad gets home?
Right.
All right, Chief Baby.
Come on, Mike, the suspense is killing us.
I have already eaten 1,100 calories worth of fingernails.
Dad, don't you have any idea what it is or who it's from?
Not as much in the dark as the rest of you.
Hurry up, come on.
Okay, stand back, it's coming. Here, stand back. There.
Wow. Hey, a pool table.
Wow.
Who'd send me a pool table?
Well, let's get this open.
Honey, are you sure you don't know anything about this?
Boy, the only thing I know for sure is that I don't know for sure.
Well, I don't know anything about pool, but I do know that I will be behind the eight ball if I don't get dinner racked up. Excuse me.
Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, Mr. Matthews.
Well, aren't you going to say something?
That's a beautiful suit. Is that new?
No. I mean, do you like it?
Do I like what?
The pool table I sent you.
You're the one. Mr. Matthews, my wife and I were up half the night trying to figure out where that came from.
You mean they didn't enclose the note that I wrote, a little poem I had on it?
I don't know what to say. I mean, that's an extravagant gift.
Well, don't be so modest, Mike. After all, those plans you drew up for the Whitley Project, they landed this company a very lucrative contract, and I just wanted to show my appreciation, that's all.
Oh, boy, that's very generous.
I'm glad to do it. I'm a real pool nut, and I hope that you are, too.
Oh, I am. How did you guess that a pool table would be such a perfect gift?
Ah, well, just chalk it up to experience.
Yeah.
Chalk it to experience.
Oh, yeah. Good talk.
Yeah, I thought so. I hope your wife shares your enjoyment of the game.
Oh, yeah, my wife is crazy about the pool tables. She's really crazy.
You know, I've got mine right smack dab in the middle of the living room. Might not be a bad place for yours.
That's a thought.
The living room?
No, it was just a thought.
Well, I have another thought. The garage, for example.
This cue stick must be crooked.
Your game's not improving, but your alibis are.
Okay, let's see you make it, wise guy.
You can look at that angle.
It can be made.
Yeah, sure, by a pro.
Bet I can make it.
This is pool, not tiddlywinks.
I play at Steve's house all the time, and I'm real good at pool, right, Oliver?
Yeah, he can even beat me.
Okay, Chan, let's see you make it.
Yeah, show us how it's done, hot shot.
Nice shot, Chan.
Thanks, Oliver. Told you could be made.
Beginner's luck.
Yeah, let's see you do it again.
Yeah.
Why? I just did it.
Mike, I sure am happy we solved that problem with the pool table.
That's funny. I was just thinking about that pool table.
Careful. Either it stays in the carport or I stay at my mother's.
Now, that's tempting.
Hey, more coffee, anybody?
Thanks, Alice.
Yeah, me too. No, what I was thinking was that we ought to do something to show Mr. Matthews our appreciation for the gift.
Like?
Well, like inviting him over for dinner, an evening of pool on the table he gave us.
Yeah, that would be a very nice gesture.
We might whip up something special in honor of the pool table. Meatballs with numbers on them.
Hey, how about carrot sticks whittled down to look like little pool cues? Oh.
You girls keep working on the menu, and I'll call Mr. Matthews.
I want to thank you for that invitation for dinner on Saturday night.
Oh, well, it's our pleasure.
Yeah, but I'm afraid we're going to have to take a rain check.
Oh, well, gee, I'm sorry to hear that. I hope nothing's wrong.
No, only with my memory. When I made the engagement, I'd forgotten that my wife had made another engagement.
Oh,
yes. Yeah, I sure look forward to breaking in that new pool table of yours.
Yeah, we were looking forward to it, too.
Well, it's too late to cancel Hank Thompson and his wife for dinner.
Hank Thompson? In the engineering department?
Yeah. Of course, I'd much rather shoot pool, but...
Why don't you just ask the Thompsons to come along to dinner, too?
Oh, no, it's too big an imposition. But if you insist.
Well, I'm sure Carol wouldn't mind. I mean, what's two extra people?
Well, that's so nice of you. I'll pass the word on to Hank.
Good.
Thank you, Mike.
Yeah.
Okay, girls, here's the list and some money.
Looks like you're planning a pretty fancy meal for Mr. and Mrs. Matthews.
Well, after all, Mr. Matthews is the president of Dad's company.
Presidents sure do eat good, don't they?
Yes, on second thought, here, take some more money. Wait just a minute, girls. Hello?
Carol?
Oh, hi, Mike.
Carol, listen, how about this dinner on Saturday? Are you planning to serve soup?
Yes, I am. Why?
Because you better figure on adding a little more water.
Huh?
The Thompsons are coming, too. Mr. Matthews forgot he had a previous engagement with the Thompsons. So I said, look, why...
You said, I'm sure Carol won't mind.
Yeah, how'd you guess?
Because that's what you always say. Hi, honey.
You'll have to park outside.
What for? Cindy, you're disturbing my concentration.
That's what for. And why do you need concentration to play a dumb game like pool?
You wouldn't think it was so dumb if you knew the finer points of the game, like I do.
Yeah, he's terrific.
Yeah, well, I bet both Peter and Greg could beat you.
Are you kidding? I could beat those bums with one hand tied behind my back, right, Oliver?
With both hands tied behind your back.
So we're bums, huh? One lucky shot and suddenly he's an expert. What do you say we clobber the super mouth? Yeah, how about a game, champ?
Okay, let's make it 9-ball. That way I can beat you guys quicker.
Damn. Care to back up your insanity with a little bet?
Anytime, name it.
How about the loser shines the winner's shoes for a month?
Hey, now that's not fair. You guys got 4 feet and he's only got 2.
Don't worry about it, Oliver. You're both on.
I take half his action.
We'll let you break. Where's the rack?
Over there.
I warned you guys.
Anybody can sink a ball on the break. Talk about dumb luck. Don't worry. He'll miss.
Yeah, but it might not be until tomorrow.
Oh,
two more pairs of dress shoes up in my closet and like them shined, polished, and returned to me before 6 o'clock. And be careful with these, they're suede.
We got homework to do first.
Yeah, and you should be doing yours instead of practicing pool.
Who cares about school? I'm gonna be the pool champ of the whole world. Shot, I'll hit the yellow ball through all the red balls across the table and into the side pocket. For my next shot, I'll hit the two yellow balls out from the middle of the red balls, knocking the two yellow balls into that corner pocket. Next, in one shot, I will knock the six yellow balls into the six different pockets at the same time. And now, I will knock the three yellow balls into three different pockets at the same time. While blindfolding.
Me up.
Why not?
Thanks to you, I just blew $1,000,000.
Come in.
Hi, Greg.
I just want to let you know I was home.
Oh, good. Good night, Greg.
Good night.
Good night. Listen, I don't like to squeal, but did you know Bobby's out there?
Out where?
In the carport, practicing pool.
At this hour?
Practicing pool?
I tried to get him to come in, but he wouldn't pay any attention.
I'll get his attention. He sees what I can do with the other end of a pool stick. You know what time it is? We shouldn't be out here.
I gotta practice if I'm gonna be champ.
Bob, look. I think it's great that you're practicing so hard and you want to be good at it, but you've got plenty of time without staying up all night. As you've got junior high school, you've got high school, you've got college, and the rest of your life to be a pool champion.
But, Dad...
That's it. Okay?
Well, if that's it, I guess it has to be okay.
Girls, thanks so much for going to the market for me again.
That's okay. Oh, Mr. Schultz was happy to see us.
He told us to tell you you're his favorite customer. I think he loves you.
We'll put him away.
Oh, thanks, girls.
Mike, about that dinner at your house on Saturday night.
Oh, no problems, Mr. Matthews. I talked to Carol. Boy, she's delighted at having the Thompsons over, too.
Yeah, well, thank your little woman for me. But there's only one thing I think we'll have to call it off after all.
Oh, I'm sorry. What happened?
Well, it turns out that Hank Thompson, who invited me and my wife, he also invited Joe Sinclair, the fellow from Blueprints, invited he and his wife.
Oh, I see.
I'm sorry about that. Unless, of course...
What's that?
No. It'd be too big an imposition. Just forget about it.
What is?
Asking the Sinclairs to join us for dinner. No. It's out of the question, Mike. Just forget it. No, I mean it. I'm dying to see that pool table, but too much work for Carol, so... Forget it.
Mr. Matthews? Tell Thompson to bring over the Sinclairs, too.
No, I don't want to hear anything about it. Forget it.
Oh, please, I insist.
You insist?
I insist.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you, Mike.
Hello.
Oh, Mike.
Don't tell me. You had to go and tell me. Yeah, it'll have to be all right, I guess. Okay, bye. Girls.
Don't tell me. Back to the market again.
I think Mr. Schultz is going to propose to you.
Bye-bye.
Bye, kids. Have a good time at the movies. Marcia, you drive carefully.
I will.
Bye-bye, Mom.
Bye.
Are you sure Bobby can't come with us?
Well, honey, you heard your father. Bobby has a lot of homework to catch up on. You had your dinner.
Alice.
Thank you. These Swedish meatballs smell absolutely delicious.
I got the recipe from Mrs. Gonzalez.
Swedish meatballs from Mrs. Gonzalez? Mmm. Well, you haven't lost a thing in the translation. I'll get it, Alice.
Francis,
hello,
it's nice
Mike.
To see
nice
you.
To see
hello, Joe.
Hello,
nice. Hank, I'm glad you could come.
Nice.
Hi, boss. Hi there, big fella. How are you?
Okay, not bad at all.
Well, Matthew's the name and pool is the game. Where is it, Mike?
It's out back in the carport.
The carport?
Well, we haven't decided where to put it yet. Besides, out there, all the neighbors can envy us, huh?
Hey, that's a good idea. How about a little pool tournament before dinner, man?
I've got some hors d'oeuvres ready, okay?
Well, you ladies go right ahead. Mike, will you lead the way?
Harry, can't pool wait?
Well, I'm sure Carol doesn't mind.
No, not at all.
Come on, fellas. We can have hors d'oeuvres out there and drink.
See you later, Francis.
Be too sharp, Mike. The boss hates to lose, and he's not as good as he thinks he is.
Oh, listen, don't worry. He could beat me using an umbrella as a pool cue. Open.
Okay, feed the kitty. Okay. Give me the dime.
He's too great for me, fellas.
All right. Who's the next victim, huh?
Well, I guess that's me, Mr. Matthews.
Start digging up that dime, Joe. There you go.
Looks like there's no beating him, fellas.
Maybe Minnesota Fats on a lucky night. Next pigeon, please.
Joe, I'm up.
Good try, Mike. Step aside and watch the master drop it. Watch this one and weep. The winner and still company champion.
Oh, boy. Great, boss.
Oh, Joe, my son, Bob.
Bob, it's Mr. Thompson.
How are you?
Mr. Sinclair.
Hi, Bob.
And you remember Mr. Matthews?
Yeah.
Hello there, Bobby. How are you? Good to see you.
I'm done with my homework. Can I watch?
Yeah, let him watch, Mike. I'll show him some of the finer points of the game. How do you like the pool table, son?
It's great, and I'm real good at it, too.
That's what I like in a boy, self-confidence.
Mm. I can beat all my friends and my older brothers and everybody.
Is that so? Well, how about taking me on? I've run out of competition around here.
Well, I don't think my dad wants me to play.
Oh, come on, Mike.
It's all right with me.
Thanks, Dad. Can we play nine ball, Mr. Matthews?
Nine ball? Hey, the kid knows the jargon. Well, you take it easy on me, will you, son? Say, to make it interesting, how about a little bet? Say, a pack of chewing gum, huh?
Dad?
You've got enough left in your allowance.
Okay, it's a bet. Go ahead. It's your break.
Say, that was a fine break, kid.
One ball in the quarter pocket. Two ball in the side pocket.
Two ball in the side pocket.
Three ball in the side pocket.
Three ball in the side pocket.
Boy, this is fun.
Yeah, this is fun, sure.
Mike, if that was my kid, I'd break his arm. Just luck.
Eight ball in the corner pocket.
Well, I'm sorry to break this up, gentlemen, but dinner is ready.
Well, can it wait? This is an important match.
Harry, you can play after dinner.
Well, it's okay. I can get these last two shots easy. 8 and 9 in the corner pocket. 8 first. Thanks, Mr. Matthews. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah. How many packs of gum do I owe you?
Gee, I don't know. Do you, Dad?
Oh, forget it, Mr. Matthews.
No. I made a bet. I want to pay off.
Well, you bet on every shot, and you kept doubling, right, Hank?
Right.
Well, that makes 256 packs of gum you owe Bobby.
Well, your credit's good. Good night, everybody. Good night.
Let's get washed up. Yeah, right. Better see what our wives are up to.
See you inside.
You mean that little boy beat you at pool?
So I had an off night. Besides, who can concentrate with all these crickets chirping?
Mr. Matthews, I think Bobby's beating you was really just pure luck. Right, Mike?
Oh, sure. Just a fluke. Oh, who am I kidding? I was terrible. The kid was great. Francis, I want you to telephone first thing in the morning. Find a worthwhile charity to donate my pool table to.
Thank goodness. Now maybe I can get my piano back in the living room.
Mr. Matthews, with your permission, I have an idea. Let us donate this table to a worthy charity.
As much as we like it and appreciate the gift, we just don't have the room for it.
You know, maybe if I practice and got some pointers from the kid.
Oh, that piano would have looked so perfect right next to the sofa.
But I almost beat the boy.
What are we waiting for, Francis? Let's see.
Well, honey, you think we'll be able to get along without it?
Well, we'll just have to muddle through. Now I can get my car in the garage. Yeah.
Table.
Mrs. Brady.
Right.
Sign here.
Can't you take those back?
Afraid not. Brady package.
Is this it?
It's not one of those big cartons?
Nope. Have a nice day.
Thanks.
Let's go.
Alice, here's a note.
What is it?
Dear Bobby, here are the 256 packages of gum you won in our pool game. Good chewing, Harry Matthews. Now that's really nice.
Thank you.